Davis saw, but no one else, he was certain. Cup in hand, he rose to his feet.
"Mayhaps I have been a fool, Lady Melisande. Will you share a cup of wine with me? A cup in honour of your God, your Lord of Light? A cup to toast his power?"
The Red Woman studied him.
"If you wish."
He could feel them all watching him. Davis clutched at him as he left the bench, catching his sleeve with the fingers that Lord Stannis had shortened.
"What are you doing?"
he whispered.
"A thing that must be done,"
Maester Cresson answered,
"for the sake of the realm and the soul of my lord."
He shook off Davis's hand, spilling a drop of wine on the rushes. She met him, beneath the high table, with every man's eyes upon them. But Cresson saw only her. Red silk, red eyes, the ruby red at her throat, red lips, curled in a faint smile as she put a hand atop his own around the cup. Her skin felt hot, feverish.
"It is not too late to spill the wine, maester."
"No,"
he whispered hoarsely.
"No.